Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The dynamic NutriMedical Report. We start off with a bang with the explosion of truth analysis by Josh Bernstein. His website is Patreon, patreon.com/Josh Bernstein. Josh, you have lots to say, considering now we have Justice Kavanaugh. Then we also have the new NAFTA agreement. We also have the new negotiations with China. We've given them what for? I mean, right now, what Trump is doing is beyond remarkable. It's miraculous. And as they say, the Democrats might as well be calling themselves the modern Canaanites, because neither of us are Canaanites. There's like a no difference whatsoever from the Luciferic demonic plans of these maniacs that want to destroy jurisprudence, the rule of law, innocence until proven guilty, etc. And the idea that mob rule thinks that they can somehow convince or destroy the democracy we've built up from the toughest people on earth called Americans. And I think the Democrats, a lot of them in the walkaway movement, are going to walk away from Democrats. A lot of the independents are going to say from disgust they can't tolerate the insanity of the Democrats. And they want to see if they can get their ideas through to Donald Trump for whether affordable health care, controlling borders, for the idea of rule of law and the idea of jurisprudence, which I'm certain Kavanaugh will do. So I'm so pleased. I mean, I'm glowing since the weekend. It was tough. But now the Democrats, to me, have gone over the edge. They've now literally believe that the idea of mob rule and helter-skelter somehow will scare the rest of us into submission. They're delusional, aren't they?
They are. And if you remember, and I just want to point this out, probably a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, but probably at least a week ago, I said on your show that the Kavanaugh proceedings and the hearings were going to awaken the apathetic and complacent Republican conservative base. Absolutely. And I also predicted on your show that you're going to see the congressional ballot go back to even and or plus two or minus two for the Republicans. And I was absolutely 100% accurate on both of those predictions. So I wanted to point that out as well.
Right.
I think what you're looking at right now is the left has completely overplayed their hand, 100%.
Right.
I think as long as we can keep the momentum going right now, the walkaway movement is getting bigger and bigger. It grew 390,000 people in the week of the confirmation hearing alone.
Wow.
390,000 people.
Listen, that's what makes you amazing. You got the numbers, haven't you?
I do have the numbers. I always have all the numbers. Brandon Strzok reported the numbers, too. So the bottom line is that as long as these people register as Republicans, they go out and they vote in the midterm election, we should be okay. I'm seeing a lot of polling that shows that the House is going to creep away back probably to the Democrats, but the Senate is getting more solid for the Republicans. And I hate to say it, but at this point, the Senate is a hell of a lot more important than the House right now. And if we can get five or six new seats in the Senate, for instance, if Marsha Blackburn can win and she's doing well in Tennessee, if we can get Martha McSally over the finish line instead of Kyrsten Sinema in Arizona, mm-hmm. That's two seats right there. Heidi Heitkamp was down by 19 points in one poll. to the Republican challenger. So that's three seats. John Tester, I think, is having a hard time there in Montana. That's four seats. And if Josh, his last name escapes me right now, that's running against Claire McCaskill, can take her out, that's five or six seats right there before we even get to Ben Nelson and Rick Scott. Assuming Rick Scott wins that one, that could be seven.
Wow.
So we've got an opportunity here to do really, really well in the Senate.
Yeah, so minimum four, maximum seven. I'm going to make a little different prediction in the House. I'm going to predict the total number won't increase dramatically for the GOP, but maybe three or four. But there'll be about 13 or 14 more GOPers that'll support Trump, because there's a big division in the party. And the fact that Kavanaugh was nominated brings forward the Bush part of the GOP and reamalgamates them with the GOP, so they're now more unified. My guess is you're going to see about 13 to 14 more Republican-supporting House members, maybe a total number of three or four or more House members. I don't think the Democrats are going to have a blue wave. I think you're going to see a red...
I don't think they will either.
No, I think they're going to see a red ripple. About three or four seats are going to switch to Republicans, but you're going to see Republicans, many more of them are going to be supportive of Trump and his agenda, including infrastructure bill, the second tax bill, the new military bill where they're going to have the Pentagon actually, with the Department of Defense, build the wall. You're going to see a lot more actions on the part of Trump as we approach 2020. He's going to walk through 2020 as a massive superstorm, a giant red wave in 2020. I see Trump as just blasting the Democrats. For some reason or other, they have what I call the bug theory about glass. Do you know what the bug theory is?
Yeah.
If bugs don't believe in glass, they can't get through the window. So they don't believe in glass, they never can get through the window until somebody opens the window. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats don't have anybody opening the window. They haven't got a policy for the American people. They want to raise taxes, which is insane. They want to destroy business, and they want to take a broken healthcare system, which we have right now, and give it to everybody, which will cost so much it'll bankrupt the country. So
Exactly. Everything
they want to do is helter-skelter, and it's insane. And even the most avid person who wants to have reasonable cost health care, wants to have a reduction in violence and so on, you can't possibly think that the Democrats have got any sanity about them at all. They're literally like a psychotic on the loose with a gun outside on a day pass out of their psychiatric hospital. They're crazy, aren't they?
They truly are, especially after these last hearings. And to be quite honest, now that Brett Kavanaugh is on the Supreme Court, I'm just hoping and praying that Ruth Alligator Ginsburg, at 307 years old, decides to step down or kicks the bucket or whatever, because then I want to really see the left go crazy when they put Amy Coney Barrett, who's just shy, I think, of 40 years old, is a devout pro-life Catholic. I want to see her hair stand up on end. I want to see right-wing watch literally cry and bawl for the rest of, the rest of the thing.
I saw a dialogue in Fox News about between one of the hosts at Fox with a Democrat, and the Democrats were saying, we wouldn't mind Coney Barrett instead of his replacement for Kavanaugh. And the host said, you've got to be kidding. I mean, if you think Kavanaugh was conservative and he's kind of like a level-headed guy, mm-hmm. Coney Barrett's going to strike out abortion so fast. I mean, as soon as the pro-life groups for this, and not only that, other issues, for example, death panels and Obamacare. People don't understand, you don't want to be cutting off care to people who have pre-existing conditions or put death panels because you're over 70. You don't want to see that. And I can guarantee you that because the legislature, Congress, and Senate haven't done their jobs, the Supreme Court's going to continue doing their job, which is return to constitutional government, pro-life for both the elderly and the unborn, and you're going to see a whole different ball of wax, including, by the way, pro-life in terms of security for American citizens and not bringing MS-13 gangs into the country, which the Democrats want to do.
That's why President Trump called them the party of crime the other day. He said, you don't give a box of matches to an arsonist, and you don't give power to a left-wing angry mob. Some of the greatest words that he has said recently. But look, I'll tell you this. If I was Brett Kavanaugh, I would have full-time, 24 hours a day, 7-day week, 365 food testers for every single thing that guy puts in his mouth. I mean, we don't need him to end up like Scalia did, number one. And number two, as punishment for the Senate Judiciary Committee Democrats, they should be required to a lifetime appointment of being Brett Kavanaugh's food testers. How do you like that?
That's very clever. That's definitely a Joshism.
That's a Joshism right there, no doubt. So yeah, hopefully the right-wing watch will run with that one.
Now, well, there's several effects. I call it the Kavanaugh bump. Do you like that? The Kavanaugh bump's going to make GOP that are complacent now come out and vote. Number two, it's going to allow Trump to reintroduce his tax 2 bill, which means he's going to make it permanent, the tax relief for the middle class. Number three, you're going to see an infrastructure bill that even the Democrats can't argue with, because in their districts, if they don't vote for it, they're going to kill their own economy. And number four, you're going to see is he's going to continue to put piecemeal pieces of health care to make it more affordable, just like he did for the veterans, and the Affordable Care Act, basically dealing with insurance carriers so small businesses can join large collectives. Trump is step by step destroying the whole modus for the left, their whole philosophy. All they have is opposition and hatred for Trump because he counterpunches. That's not going to work in 2018 or in 2020. It's not.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
She's 85. Welcome back. We got Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I actually changed her middle name, and I have permission to do that, by the way. Her name is changed from Bader to Gator, G-A-T-O-R, because she's like a legal alligator. You know, if you go near her, she's going to bite. And this woman is a rabid left maniac because she doesn't believe in the Constitution, which is a fixed document, so you're an umpire. All umpires are supposed to do in a game of baseball is to call balls and strikes. They're not to determine that someone has to be leaving the field because they don't like the way they put their hat sideways or whatever. And that's what people like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I call Gator, are deciding. They're actually trying to legislate from the bench, partly because there's a hole where Congress and Senate haven't done their job for the last 100 years. So the Supreme Court, especially since the Second World War, with people like Ginsburg, are actually legislating from the bench. And now we have a constitutional two appointees under Trump, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. They're paralyzed. There's no way for a generation they're ever going to get legislated from the bench. And I think Bader is going to be removed. Probably she'll get sick. She's 85. She probably is going to be incapable of continuing before 2020. My guess is next year, 2019, she's going to probably go into failing health or just unable to support her continued agenda. She's probably going to be freaking out by all the stress that's going on because now she's not going to be able to do anything. I mean, she might as well leave the court now because with Kavanaugh there, any of her agendas she wants to do between now and her death isn't going to happen. And I guarantee you, whoever they replace, if it's our nice Catholic lady that's around 40, who is super conservative, super pro-life, with I think 7 children, there's no way in hell that Roe versus Wade or MS-13 gangs allowed in the country or destruction of the rule of law getting rid of ICE is going to happen. And I guarantee you that just sticking to the Constitution, it's over, isn't it?
It would be such a wonderful slap in the face to the left if we replaced an 85-year-old codger leftist with a 40-year-old awesome conservative young woman to replace her with and put another woman on the court. I think that would be fantastic. But look, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, or Ruth Alligator Ginsburg, as I like to call her, here's the thing. She's basically, if you take American baseball, which is an American pastime and it's a great thing for America, America is baseball. She's trying to use cricket rules on the baseball diamond, okay? It's as if you're watching an NFL game with NFL rules, and she wants to bring in Australian rules or Canadian rules or rugby rules into American football. It doesn't work. You cannot take international law to make some kind of precedent in United States law. It just doesn't work, and that's one of her biggest problems. That's one of the reasons that I detest her, and many others detest.
Well, she wants to make American law subservient to international law, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And you know, that cannot be. We cannot stand for that. And you know, she should be censored and or impeached, to be quite honest. And the minute someone on the Supreme Court looks for international law to decide a case in American civil courts, they should immediately be disbarred and taken off the Supreme Court, in my opinion.
I think so. But I think it's already over. I think this weekend was the 9-inch silver nail through the vampirous Ruth Gator Ginsburg. It's over. It's over. And Gator, you might as well quit now, because between now and the next 2 years, 2020, you're not going to be able to do a damn thing about it, because Kavanaugh and Gorsuch are going to override any foolish things you want to do, including international law, or try to keep Roe versus Wade, or get rid of ICE, or you have open borders. Remember some of the chances the left has now? No ICE, no borders, no America, period. I mean, they actually chant this now. The gloves are off. It's bare knuckle time, isn't it?
It is. It truly is. And they showed their true colors. And you look, the bottom line is, they never cared about anything other than destroying this man. That was their number one goal. They didn't believe in due process. They didn't believe in innocent until proven guilty. It was just the opposite. They're all animals. They're all dirtbags. Every single one of them. And those people should be ashamed of themselves, what they did. And it almost worked. I have to say, it almost worked. And even Brett Kavanaugh said, "You fought hard. You did well. I give you a lot of credit for how hard you fought against me. But I will never quit. You may beat me in the final vote count," which thankfully they didn't, "but I will never quit." And I thought that that was pretty incredible that he said that.
Yeah. By the way, this is interesting. I'm looking at this statement. When I did a search on the internet that we did in the break, Ruth Bader Ginsburg denies Department of Justice request to block Roth's deposition in 2020 census case. Ruth Bader Ginsburg rebuffs effort to block depositions over census citizenship. And in his first day on the job, Kavanaugh hired as many black law clerks as Ruth Bader Ginsburg has had probably in her entire career. So in other words, we're seeing someone who's not a racist, not a misogynist, and people like Ginsburg just can't tolerate it. He's actually a decent human being, as well as being a legal genius, isn't he?
Exactly. Yeah, they just announced that he hired the first all-female staff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All-female. I mean, what a genius. And not only that, look at the genius of Trump. I mean, the apprentice. He hires a guy, he appoints a guy who's part of the Bush crowd. So he reamalgamates the Bush crowd of the GOP that's been a break-off anti-Trumpers for years, now 2 years. And now they have to join him, because all of a sudden Trump has actually put an insider of the Bush crowd as his new nominee for the Supreme Court as a justice. So the game's over for dividing the GOP party, isn't it?
Well, I think that it'll help. I mean, look, you've still got major factions. They're not nearly as big as they were in 2016, of course, when you had the Cruz people and you had the Trump people. But yeah, look, you've got Ben Sasse, great, great senator, absolute anti-Trumper. You've got Ben Shapiro, great, solid conservative, anti-Trumper. He's gotten a little softer lately with all the success Trump has had. And then, you know, you've got someone like Jeff DeFlake, thank God is leaving the Senate. Absolutely anti-Trumper. You've got a wing of people that are still anti-Trumper, even believing with everything he's been able to accomplish in the first 2 years already, and they're still having issues because he tweets. or because he speaks his mind, or because he's the greatest counterpuncher since Muhammad Ali. You know, it's one of those things where we're not going to get everybody on board, but he's running 88, 89, 90% of the Republican base.
Well,
anyway,
you know, some people want to say Trump is so bad he's the Antichrist. I say he's an anti-politician. What do you think of that?
He is the anti-politician. I mean, we're finally having this country run the way it should be run, as a business.
Right.
As a business.
It's the largest business on earth is America.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be run by a businessman. Isn't that genius? It's like,
I know.
It's like going into surgery and saying, you know, we got a best boy who worked really hard at the restaurant. We think we'll let him do the general surgery now, not the surgeon. No. That's what we've had as busboys and people that will sell them their soul to the devil to try to get ahead politically and get money in their private bank accounts. And now we've got Trump who doesn't even take a salary. He donates all his money to charity. And he just wants to do the job because he's thankful he's an American. Period. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't think Trump's an egomaniac at all. I think he's the best stand-up comedian laughing at himself. Like the other day when he said, you know, imagine what a mess I'd be if I was drinking. I mean, who can make a better joke than that? I mean, here's, look at Trump. This guy's not an egomaniac. He's just real. He's a blue-collar billionaire. How's that?
He is.
Yeah.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Discussion, literally almost 2 hours, with Deborah Tavares, trying to convince her about the underlying spiritual side of the truth of all this stuff. The truth is real simple. The only way you can do good is to do God. And God basically is logic, common sense, and decency. It also means you have to defend yourself. When he told ancient Israel to defend himself, they didn't say, oh, we're just going to give him a little scratch and we're going to kind of teach him a lesson or spank him. No. We're going to go in and we're going to slay them right down to their animals and their children. Okay? People need to know, you can't tolerate people like Ada Ginsburg that wants to, like the left, let MS-13 in to kill you and your family on your way to work or school. We can't allow your little black children to be forced into a gang or they'll die going to school or work. We can't allow a government where they say the left wants to actually have no borders and not even a nation called America anymore, and bankrupt us by giving free benefits to people that aren't even Americans and let them vote. You have to understand that personal autonomy and protection is the basis of the logic of God. I mean, if you look at the ancient history of Israel, it's a perfect example of God's rule overrides every other rule, including the Luciferic rules of maniacs like Ginsburg and other leftists who want to mob rule us, which they tried to do with Kavanaugh and brought this Manchurian candidate in there to lie like hell with an implanted memory and then destroy the man's career. I mean, there's still, to me, a great danger. He needs to have food testers, you're right. But I don't think that's over at all. In fact, I saw one of the pundits on Fox News. This is only the start of it. If you think the left is going to lay off because Kavanaugh's been nominated, no. If they could take the House, they're going to start trying to do legal proceedings to, quote, further investigate. And they'll invent shit if they can. Or they'll poison him or kill him some way. Or they'll have an untoward, you know, T-bone accident at an intersection. They're going to do a, well, they'll Scalia him, I call it. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, look, I mean, a lot of people said that Scalia died of natural causes, but if you look at WikiLeaks, it clearly shows that they talked about Wet Works, which is KGB for assassination.
Yeah,
how many people do you know die and are found with a pillow over their face?
That's a natural cause, isn't it?
Cinderella de Vera, the one that performed the autopsy for Presidio County in Marfa, Texas, had a history of suspect autopsies, or not being even an autopsy, but calling it in over the phone. There was another instance in which a girl died on the tracks. She called it in over the phone. There was another incident where somebody else died. She called it in over the phone and didn't even look at the body. And then the left forced the Scalia family to cremate him immediately. I mean, there's a lot of suspect issues with Antonin Scalia's demise.
Exactly.
I do believe foul play involved.
Yeah, but you know the reason why people like me are still alive? Do you know why? Because I'm a nasty son of a bitch, okay? There's a lot of my doctor friends who are real passive functional medicine doctors, and they're real nice people. The word nice in 1,000 miles shouldn't be anywhere near. I'm not nice. I will die for somebody for the truth, but I don't put up with any crap. Not a centillion of crap from anybody, period. And the fact is, if somebody wants to bring it, I'm going to bring double back, just like my ancient ancestors Moshe and the ancient Hebrews. I don't believe in tolerating evil. I believe you bring it to them. You destroy them. You crush them, and you crush their bones down to dust. You don't put up with any crap. And if right wing wants doesn't like it, let them bring it, and I'll bring them back exactly double. Okay? That's what I think.
Well, look, I think Right Wing Watch has been listening to your show. They've obviously been watching me for years.
Yeah, they didn't realize what I can do. They have no idea.
Is the equivalent of a female cat, if you know what I mean.
Right.
I have challenged him numerous times to debate me on the issues, but he's scared like a little girl. He will not come near me.
That's because you're a genius.
I'll be professional. I'll be polite. I'll be courteous. I'll let you speak your mind on my show. But go ahead. I dare you. I will intellectually eviscerate you to the point where you'll have to shut down Right Wing Watch.
But Josh, I'm going to say something about you because you're Jewish and I'm Hebrew, right? Okay, Hebrew believer. We believe the rule of the Most High God that made us proxies and we have rights that came from the Creator. We also believe that the left side believe that this universe, the universe of time space, is the only one that exists, and the one that rules it is Lucifer. We don't. And these people have a fake agenda that they think is pro-human. No, it's not. It's pro-devil. It's pro-evil. It's pro-destruction. It's pro-destruction of autonomy and individuality. It's pro-anything that is a violation of decency, the law, and common sense, and the true relationship with the Creator God. And that's why they can't stand it. It's not just the logic which you have. It's the fact you have the spirit truth in you as well. You understand this in an organic way that people that are not believers don't understand. They don't understand that human beings are not an advanced animal with a lot of hair except on top of our head, like Smallfoot I saw with my daughter this weekend. No, we are a godlike being that collectively we operate as the, quote, queen of heaven, like I talked about in the ancient Hebrew scriptures. What people need to understand is when you look at Gator Ginsburg, who calls herself a Jewess, who's violating the idea of what ancient Hebrew and Judaism talked about, which meant praiser of the Creator God. That's what the word Jew means, praiser. That's why the march around Jericho was led by the praisers and musicians, the Jews, which is why Yeshua himself was born a Jew. People need to understand this, that our world is ruled by evil. It may look good, it may taste good, it may smell good, but it's all determined to put destruction. I had a big discussion with 2 hours in the 26th. I'll be on Granada Forum for 2 hours in the 26th from 7 to 9 Pacific with Deborah Tavares, and I'm going to release everything. I'm going to talk about stuff I almost never talk about for years. And people need to understand, people like yourself are brilliant, not just on a logical, common sense way, but on a spirit way. You've got spirit truth inside you, don't you?
Well, look, I'll say this about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. If she's someone that is Jewish, then she's the equivalent of a George Soros type of Jew.
All right? Exactly.
She's probably an atheist. I don't know for sure, but
she's an anti-Jew.
And I hate to say it, but when people are anti-Semitic and they say nasty things about people of the Jewish faith, And they call us, you know, money hungry, or they call us power hungry, or they,
right.
you know, they call us these horrible things. We own the banks, we own the courts, we own this, we own that. What they're epitomizing is someone like a Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They're
exactly.
epitomizing that type of Jew.
Right.
Not a Dennis Prager, Michael Savage, Josh Bernstein type of Jew. A conservative
right, exactly. They're not dealing with an appraiser of the Creator God in your actions as well as your intellect.
Correct.
You're talking about someone who's a Canaanite, who's an apostate. That's what they are.
Well, that's what they're referring to when they when the anti-Semitic comments come flying. Certainly in
right.
my direction, I get them a lot, and it's usually from left-wing liberals that hate God and hate all religion.
Well, they don't want the people of the book because
the nastiest things about me.
Remember the ancient Hebrews, which is the 10 northern tribes, lost their book. But the people of the book, that's their name, are the Jews. They kept the book. In fact, that's the reason why they still have a nation in Israel, which should be renamed, actually, the nation of Judah. That's what it should be renamed.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really isn't Israel. Israel got dispersed all over the damn place from northern Iran to all over Europe. Okay, so what people need to understand, without the people of the book, we wouldn't even have modern constitutional republic called America, would we?
No, we wouldn't. I mean, if
it wouldn't exist.
Right, exactly. And, you know, the first, you know, Jews were Christians, you know, and you look at the Old Testament, and it's just amazing to me that these Jews today, most of them, you know, 75-80% of them, they believe in all these left-wing social justice people and belief systems and organizations and groups. And
well,
I did a big thing on this, why Jews are liberals, and I explained a lot of it having to do with Jewish guilt. The fact that we're the chosen people, and as the chosen people, typically when we're wealthier, we're more upper echelon of society, more educated. And because of that, there's an internal guilt that many American Jews feel.
Well,
and so they project that guilt by voting for people that are less fortunate in society. But what they don't realize is that when they do that, it becomes a suicide vote. Because those are typically the people that are more anti-Semitic.
Exactly. And it actually is sealing the fate of a lot of people. Look around the world of who's been persecuted and murdered over the last 1,000 years by the Roman Catholic Church and the globalists, etc. It's the people of the book, isn't it? And by the way, people that are apostate, like 122,000 of the SS in Nazi Germany, were of Jewish blood, but they were apostate. Did you know that?
Most of you know that.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Mentioned something very interesting. Although Kavanaugh is conservative, he's actually maybe a judicial umpire. If he sees something on the left that's bad, and there's lots on the left, but there's also things that are bad on the right. To give an example, and I'll use a concrete example, January 8th of this year, Donald Trump authorized 5G network to the entire country. Now, what does 5G mean? We talk about this with Deborah Tavares. 5G means you can have autonomous vehicles. Autonomous vehicles doesn't mean you can have an autonomous vehicle if you're disabled or you're elderly or you can't drive because your vision's going. It means eventually no one's allowed to drive any vehicle because they're all autonomous. Number two, it also means voice to skull and voice to brain. When 5 to 7 years from now they hack into consciousness like Neuralink, like Elon Musk is talking about, and he's going to block that. I guarantee you that Kavanaugh is going to block the taking over of human consciousness and the violation of personal autonomy. And believe it or not, there's a lot of elements on the right that are pretty nasty. People don't understand this, including unadvised activities on the part of Trump. For example, sending missile attacks on Syria when there's no proof that there were chemical weapons. So Trump is doing screwy things, and he's got bad advisors that are globalists around, including PNAC document author John Lightning Bolt, I call him. He should have a little spandex suit with a lightning bolt on his chest. Okay? So Kavanaugh's going to block crazy crap from going on the right as well as the left. And people, and they may not realize this down the road, but this guy is probably the most political genius lawyer and umpire we ever had. And he's going to stop a lot of this crap happening, both on the left and the right. And you're right, he's going to take off some of the GOP and some of the so-called conservatives that want an agenda of their version of the New World Order, isn't he?
Well, I think, yeah, I think that there's elements of that that could be the case.
Well,
I think,
yeah, you have to kind of look at it objectively to realize they got their various versions. It's like going to a Walmart run by Satan. He's got 10,000 different brands, but on the bottom it's all got a stamp approved by Lucifer. And remember, there's a lot of Luciferic guys surrounding Trump, giving him advice, you know, like the Halley, the UN advisor, and John Lightning Bolt and other people around that are basically, they're not necessarily pro-person, pro-America, pro-autonomy. They're believing in their version of the New World Order. But it's a different version than, say, the left. But it doesn't matter what brand you get. It all got the Luciferic stamp on the damn thing. So there's people inside the GOP that have their version of the New World Order. Look at George Bush Jr. He presided over 9/11, which is an inside job. I'm certain one of the things that disturbs about Kavanaugh, he's not going to tell it. Now, he wasn't advised at first because I had John W. Spring on the show who thought he was there right when 9/11 happened. No, he wasn't appointed until 2 years after 9/11. But I guarantee you the man is smart. He knows that the war in Iraq and Afghanistan was illegal and, in fact, was part of the drug trade, which is run by the CIA and the SAD, the Special Activities Division. He probably is a very smart guy that knows, as a yes man, that there's bad things going on inside the right side of the Democrat, of the Republican Party that are globalists and are anti-Americans. Like the drug trade to kill 70,000 Americans with heroin and drugs coming into the country for black op projects to raise $2 trillion for projects that are no longer under the supervision of the President, Congress, and Senate. People don't get this, do they? And I think Kavanaugh will block. Kavanaugh will block it. By the way,
hang on. Let me.
Go ahead.
I would say this: there's a huge section of the Republican Party, the establishment wing, if you will, of the party, that is very pro-globalism. They're also very anti-Trump's tariff. They're both anti-Trump's trade agreements for open borders. So, yeah, there's a huge swath, not in the base, of course, but in Washington and in government and in the different community leadership positions. There are a lot of pro-globalism Republicans, and we kind of saw that in the 2016 election in which Washington was against Trump, but the people were for Trump. It was a cataclysmic shift, really, if you think about it. And obviously the people won out. But I think that globalist push is still there. It may be latent at this point because Trump has taken center stage, but it's still there in the background.
Oh yeah, the swamp monster is not dead. It's just some of the slime has fallen off. That's all.
Yeah.
It's not gone, by the way. And by the way, what I find most shocking about this is that the swamp monster doesn't even try to lie well. For example, the left and the globalists and the right, they both lie and tell us that everything's fine. And even during the days of Trump, bad things are happening. Bad things are happening that are heading toward a global world empire. And America will be taking backstage to this thing, just like Gator Ginsburg once looked at international law. Why the hell would a justice in our Supreme Court look to international law to decide legal cases in America? That's disgusting.
It is. And it just goes to show you that, you know, the four liberals on the court would, in a second, if they could, overturn parts of the First Amendment, parts of the Second Amendment. They've already said that they would. And so, you know, you have a situation in which we are fighting a battle that hopefully over time we're going to win, but we need another justice. You know, look, when I said President Trump was first elected, I said there's two things that he absolutely must do in his first term. Number one, he's got to build the wall, and that hasn't been 100% done yet. The second thing is he needs at least two, hopefully three, Supreme Court justices so that when there is a left-wing president one day in the future, we have a stopgap in the executive branch, but also in the judicial branch, in order to facilitate stopping the onslaught against
But it's not a stopgap just against the left-wing president. Donald Trump himself has people advising him to do things that the Supreme Court should block. In other words, even if after Trump is gone in 2024, if we have another right-wing president that continues with globalist viewpoints and has surrounded himself with globalist right PNAC and are members of the CFR, we're still going down the pathway to hell. We're just on a different road.
Yeah.
And I honestly think that these justices or umpires like Kavanaugh and Gorsuch should stop crazy crap on the right side as well as the left. People are anesthetized now. They've taken the Trump Kool-Aid, I call it. And they think he's fixed everything, which is why they're so damn complacent that they weren't going to show up to vote. Now at least they're going to vote. But the problem is they have to realize while Trump is in office, bad crap is happening that's moving us step by step toward the matrix. We don't get it, do we? Because we think it's just the left side of the thing. No, it's not. It's both sides. It's like, remember that that manager of the fights, you know, and he said it was Muhammad Ali and who was the other guy, Frazier. And he said, who's going to win? And he said, well, it doesn't matter, I win. And then people, the announcer said, well, what do you mean by that? He says, I'm backing both fighters. So Lucifer, Satan, is backing both fighters. He's backing the left and the right, and it doesn't matter if Trump's in. There's people advising him to do stuff that's going to move us toward the New World Order and the Matrix anyway. One way or the other. And hopefully umpires in the Supreme Court, like Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, will stop that crap from happening. Because obviously the Senate and Congress aren't doing it. That's why the Supreme Court has become a legislative branch now.
Right, and it should never be that. I mean,
right, but at least it'll be a stopgap. The umpire will be a stopgap against crazy crap that the president wants to do, or take imperial powers upon himself, or put in action, or just sign bills to do things like the 5G network. People don't realize how bad this is.
Well,
go ahead.
Ben Sasse, again, not a big Trump supporter, obviously, but he does vote with Trump, which thank goodness he does. He said it best in those confirmation hearings with Kavanaugh. He basically said in those hearings that the Senate and the House, but mostly the Senate, doesn't do their job.
Right.
They don't do their job, and they haven't done their job for a very long time. They don't read the bills. They admit that they don't read the bills. And so, therefore, they kick off the responsibility to the alphabets, you know, to the FBI, to the DOJ,
right,
to the DHS, to the EPA, whatever it might, IRS, whatever it might be. So the alphabets are now basically having just as much control and just as much power as the legislative branch. And now the executive branch has more power, and that's because the Senate is so lazy that they have given that power up to the executive branch. You know, they haven't stopped them on executive orders. They haven't stopped them on doing other things or having czars in their government and all this other stuff. They've just allowed it to happen. And that's been a big problem. And Ben Sasse really laid it out in a fine, particular fashion when he was going through the hearings. And I would advise anybody, if you haven't seen Ben Sasse's speech on that, to watch it, because it was absolutely fascinating what he said. Because here we have, you know, a senator basically saying that the Senate doesn't do anything and has usurped the power and given up all that power to the executive branch, which is why we don't technically anymore have three equal branches of government.
Exactly, yeah. And one of the things is, hopefully and luckily, Trump is a comedian and he's not a narcissistic egomaniac and dictator. Because without the Senate and Congress doing their job, and with the Supreme Court off into la-la land, it opens up whether it's a Republican or Democrat to become a functional dictator in the future if they aren't a human being first. That's what's dangerous about this, isn't it? In other words, it doesn't matter if it's just a Trump or a leftist. They can acquire imperial powers because of the imbalance of government not doing their job, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's scary stuff, man. So don't just put it all on the left. They're nuts and they're crazy and they're mob rule, but the right are scary too. So don't go to sleep. Do vote for Trump.
And remember this, Kavanaugh is the first judge to have an all-female clerk.
Whoa.
First what one in history, folks.
Obviously, he's making sure.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M. of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.